Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, it didn't seem to go over too well with the agent for Jaden Daniels, Ron Butler, who sounded off on social media last night that he didn't seem particularly pleased with the process. I think Jaden Daniels thought it would be a visit with just him, meeting with the Commanders. Many people think that Jaden Daniels will wind up being the number two overall pick, but the Commanders essentially opened up the process.
Adam Schefter, Ron Butler, not pleased. Displeased. You don't want to tick off Ron Butler.
Don't mess with that dude.
Zach mentioned the Bisons coming off a couple of exciting wins in Columbus. Alek Manoah is pitching for them today.
All right.
Had a very difficult season for Toronto after seemingly being very promising. Ricky Tiedemann is hurt now. So Manoah. And
are they're still in Columbus, right? They're not home.
They're still in Columbus.
Six game series there.
Correct.
Okay.
And the Red Sox are in Pittsburgh. So that's doable if you wanted to go to Pittsburgh, see the Red Sox. Are you on that level yet? Back with them or no? You're not planning a trip?
I watched one game, Mike.
I know.
It was an hour and 49 minutes. I mean, I just said back with them. No.
It's your team.
I do not have I have plans, but I'm completely in the wind tomorrow. My wife is working overnight tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night. It's like, and the kids, whatever. I don't know, Leo left, and like, I'll see you Monday. Yeah, so I don't even know. I could hop in the truck tomorrow and drive to Pittsburgh and go watch the Red Sox.
I think you should.
What's the weather forecast?
I mean, we're not getting to 50 here, I think, the next 2 days.
Right.
Can't be too much better.
Yeah.
Throwing out the first pitch tonight, Russell Wilson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Probably in the dirt.
I can wait for analysis of that. Oh, well,
he's going to wait for the catcher to sort of bleed out toward third just dump it off.
Speaking of the Red Sox pitches, did you see Gronk on Patriots Day?
I did. I hated it.
I loved it.
Have some respect for the game.
I loved it. Completely on brand.
Hated it.
Like if I'm there, I'm, you know, if I like him at all, he's never really been my favorite, but I thought, like, that's perfect.
I heard he whispered, "This is Trey White's head," before he spiked the ball into
now,
the ground.
That's why he's never been my favorite, really.
No.
It's that
alone. Throw a pitch. Let's see if you can do it. Right? You're basically saying, I don't think I can throw a strike here. I'm just going to spike the ball.
I think you're just saying, like, what? If I throw a strike, oh, great, you're an athlete. Of course you threw a strike. If you throw it bad, you're 50 cent.
Fine.
So spike it. Like that's your brand. That's your thing. I don't know. I liked it.
So you would. Mark is with us. Hello, Mark.
Yes, I would.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Happy Friday.
Sure. Same to you, Mark. Sun's out. Look at that.
Yeah, no, I'm happy you're talking about the Sabres again. I meant to call in earlier this week after the Granato news, but, couldn't get around to it, and then we had football talk. So I'm scared for this team going forward. The postseason locker cleanout comments from, like, Cousins talking about, I'm more motivated than ever. Byram, he said he wants to be part of the solution. We had Thompson and Dahlin both talking about needing to be pushed harder. I mean, I feel like we're back to where we were 3 years ago with Eichel and Reinhardt and comments from Montour midseason, and even further back to 6 years ago with O'Reilly and Kane. I mean, I feel like the comments and the attitude from the players and guys who are leaders moving forward are scaring me. I mean, I don't know what coach they're going to bring in here. I know Lindy's been, talked about a lot, but I don't know what coach is going to motivate you to play harder when you've already played 300 games in the NHL for Cousins and 500 for Dahlin. I mean, are you guys worried at all that that could happen where we're back to square one again and it's following the same pattern that it did the last time?
I mean, anything could happen. I'm not with you on feeling like it's tripping wires of O'Reilly losing his love for the game or Eichel or Reinhart, like guys who clearly wanted to get out of here and be done with it. What I'm worried about is that these guys heard Kevin Adams talk on Tuesday about what their problems were or what he thought their problems were from a coaching standpoint, why he fired Don Granato, and that the guys just fell in line right behind and, like, to a man, it seems, agreed with that assessment. And that doesn't make it not genuine, but I'm just worried that that was, oh, this is what we're going with? Okay, let me just roll with the current here and not try to, you know, grab something on shore. I'm just going to let the river wash me down. And I'm just not sure it's real.
I believe the players, because I think they know it's an insult to their coach, and these guys bend over backwards to avoid that, like they did all season. But it is fair to wonder, like, well, where was your self-motivation, and where was the leadership? Mark's points.
Yeah.
Like, why wasn't this corrected? You know, Travis is saying, well, make the coaching change. I don't know. My theory is I don't think that was available to Adams.
Right. And when you're calling out fans after they booed Granato, like Dahlin did, and then after the year you're just doing lip service at that point to, you know,
yeah,
like, to your point. But I mean, I don't know who is going to come in here. If it's Lindy, I mean, in my opinion, and what do you guys think, is this is Kevin Adams' last head coaching hire for the Sabres. It either goes well, mm-hmm, or it doesn't, and if it doesn't, I think both of them are gone.
Probably. I guess I would say that too. I mean, coaches get 2 years. Granato got 3.5. So I think about this all the time, you know, so do Sabres fans, like, what is going to happen? Basically Lindy Ruff versus anyone. And I am at a point now where I think they probably shouldn't hire Lindy, because, like, kind of like Travis, and our analysis has kind of been, you know, you have a half a dozen or so candidates that rate on experience. You know, Ruff is among them. Even though the Sabres fell short a lot, he is among them. He has been to the finals. He has been in the league a long time. He's one of the winningest coaches in the history of the league. So he's not disqualified from that. But if I owned the team, I just would want, I wouldn't want it to look like this is just a feel-good move. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And unfortunately for Ruff, it would. To many. Maybe even to the players.
Right.
The players might roll their eyes.
I wonder, did you bring this up? Did Paul, someone made the point? It's sort of what you're getting to right now. Maybe I should just let you keep going, because you'll probably make the point. But yeah, the players might resent the idea of a coach rolling in here who basically, for all intents and purposes, an easy way to say it is, can do no wrong.
I said that.
Right. Okay. That. Kevin Adams should be cognizant of that. I'd be surprised if he's not. And that could be a thing that steers him away from it. It just might not be, the timing might not really mesh.
I am going with the theory that because of how Adams sounded throughout the season to me, that he would have made a change a long time ago. Listen to everybody. Listen to Mittelstadt, the first practice after he's in Colorado. Like, what is the standard? But I'm going with it sort of, maybe I'm being generous to Adams, but that he could not, mm-hmm, make a coaching change. Like you keep saying, I think this is a good point. They were never that far out of it. And that with Terry Pegula and the Sabres, money is always a fair question.
Yeah, Pegula might have needed a 10-game losing streak to eat the money.
Or a 50-game. I don't know. Like, he's just, it's always been sort of guys are being let go. Here, they extended Granato, right? Like, it was costly to do that, so do we have to do it? We'll wait until after the season. How long did the Sabres wait until the season was over? 2 hours? You know, I mean, and then after that, there was a lot of, from Kevin Adams, I know what I want. This is my decision. All this stuff. It was me. And, you know, most people assume ownership has a meaningful voice in head coaching decisions. But Adams was all just about like, I'm going to do this. And to me, that sort of adds up to, all right, here's the deal. Don Granato's going to coach out the year. When it's over, you can make this change and let's see what you got next. And I don't know, like, would Adams be just sort of, he was so forward on Wednesday with like, I'm going to go do this now. Is that Lindy Ruff to you? That's more like we. If people would, if you will, I respect Lindy Ruff a great deal, blame a Ruff hire on Pegula. That's sort of the sentimental move. Mm-hmm. And Adams did not say we. He said I. He was like, I know what I want, right? I'm going to go get what I want. In so many words, all these things over and over. I'm guessing it's not Ruff. I don't know if it can be Brind'Amour. Like, is that something that's going to take too long? I don't know. He was talking about some urgency, and yeah, I don't know why you have to have that.
But I don't know either, but that one of the main things that thrust Ruff into, well, I mean, whatever. We'd be talking about him anyway. There's a vacancy. But the way Adams talked, he left himself no out, which made me feel like he knows he's got it.
Yeah.
Right, and who could he know he has right now? Not Rod Brind'Amour.
Right.
Right.
So I agree with this.
That doesn't, I mean, I love that idea. I love that Travis wants to keep it alive, like, because that's a rock star monster hire if you could pull it off. But the timing doesn't really line up from how Adam sounded to me, because he could not know that he's got that guy. Who could he know he has? Guys that are unemployed right now, and there's a few of those. We've mentioned all of those names, I think, at some point or another. Berube, Bruce Boudreau came up with Travis. McClellan, you mentioned on Tuesday. Who am I leaving
Gallant
out? Dave Tippett, Gerard Gallant. I think that's your list. Maybe if Pittsburgh does something with Mike Sullivan, you can throw him on the pile.
But they're not, they said.
Oh, they're not? I did not see that today. Okay.
Yeah.
So I feel like he's going to act faster than waiting around for Rod Brind'Amour to get eliminated from the playoffs, is my feeling. Like, if that was the guy he had in mind, I don't know. I just don't feel it lines up with how he was talking with certainty about, I can get this sort of guy. That's all.
Jim is next. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great.
So all of the points that we've been talking about, you analyze what Kevin Adams said, what he's looking for. And it's really hard not to align that with Lindy Ruff. I mean, everything he said, holding players accountable, winning pedigree, it does align to that. But we can go even further back to when we let go of Lindy Ruff. I can't remember what player it was, but they said they came into the organization and there weren't even pictures of the Stanley Cup around anymore. So we have all these players and all these moves and stuff, and it's always like reactionary. They don't ever lead and say like, oh, the three goaltenders situation. Why would they mess with that for 2 years? 2 years they messed with having three goalies. Any even moderate hockey fan knows that that's not a smart move. No team does that. And it's not just that. I myself got to play with one of the current Sabres over the summertime, and out of his mouth, he told me he only skated five times over the summer. And I thought to myself, that's kind of crazy because you're a professional. I would think that, you know, that was in August. The season training camp's the next month. You're not going to be ready. All the other players, so then you got Mittelstadt saying, I've not practiced this hard before. You got the other players saying Rasmus Dahlin gets off this bike and he's fine, but they're all gassed. So it's just a mixture of a lack of standards of effort, decision making. It's like, when is it going to be enough for us, this whole fan base, just like you guys every day on the radio, we live and die by this team. And it's like, we just want to see the players and the coaches and the GM match our energy and say like, all right, enough's enough. We're not going to be doing this anymore.
Well, you know what, Jim? I'm not especially optimistic for that changing. The standard is what it is. But I am optimistic for some of this. Adams, front office, the roster mostly. I think it can go well. And I think some success can breed more. you know, so I don't want to be fatalistic about them, but it's all pretty valid. You know, we've sat here over the course of the last decade bemoaning kind of the state of the Sabres on the ice, off the ice, in the arena. Just feels like it's kind of neglected, to be kind. And so you do what you want. You could give up on it. You could just ignore it. Or you could sort of hang in there and try to lean into what there is to like. We got to get to a break. I mean, the goalie thing kind of worked out. It could have gone a lot worse. It probably should have. Or I don't want to say that. It could have gone a lot worse. It did not get them beat. 803-0550. Thanks for your call, Jim. Lines are open. This is WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.